We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking this weekend about tourism in Tuolumne County. We're joined by a pair of guests from Visit Tuolumne County. We have the president and CEO, Lisa Mayo, and the director of sales and marketing, Katie Kirkland. I'll stay with Katie Kirkland on this next topic. The Mobile Visitor Center, is that something that Visit Tuolumne County is unveiling?
Yes, so we're super excited to announce that we have a brand new Mobile Visitor Center. We purchased a van and we had it wrapped by a local company. So if you see us driving around, go ahead and give us a wave. We'll be using this to park it at various destinations and in Tuolumne County so visitors can notice us and stop and get information on different areas to visit. We'll also be using it to educate some of our drive markets on Tuolumne County. So we'll be taking it to some popular places like our three top in-state markets, Sacramento, San Francisco region, and we'll even be taking it to LA to do some road shows and educate some in-state visitors on Tuolumne County and some of the best places to visit.
Cool. You know, we're kind of moving into the fall season. It's a little bit of an off season when it comes to tourism. You know, are there things that Visit Tuolumne County does to kind of attract people during these times as well?
Absolutely. So one of our biggest initiatives is filling the off-peak season with groups and meetings. So we have our Meet Me in Tuolumne initiative. We've been going to different events where I meet with meeting planners to educate them on Tuolumne County and some of the great spaces we have available. We really like to target the smaller meetings, so like board meetings or incentive type meetings or even like executive meetings as well. So not only that, but we have an incentive package that we like to offer too. So based on the room nights that are stayed at a hotel, we will sponsor a lunch or a meal as Visit Tuolumne County. So a nice incentive to get them there. We also work with a program called C-Vent. So we are able to receive requests for proposals for meetings in our area that we can then pass on to our hotel partners so they can fill those out and go into bid to have some of these meetings there. So it's one of our huge initiatives, and we're definitely working with a lot of our partners to fill the off-peak and midweek season with meetings and events.
You know, back to Lisa Mayo, I know that Visit Tuolumne County does work to shine light on different groups and so forth. Is Art Week something that you're looking to bring back this year?
Yeah, this will be our third year to have Tuolumne County Art Week. It will be April 8th through the 16th of 2023. I can't believe I'm saying 2023. But we're really looking forward to that. We are just under the planning stages right now and working with a lot of local artists, working with Tuolumne County Arts and also Motherlode Art Association. Last year, one of the things that worked out really well was that we rented the Opera Hall all week, and people were able to have their art in there all week for people to look at rather than just on the weekends. So that was really neat to get some foot traffic. And we did extend it by a few days. We actually, last year, it was an actual week. It was 7 days. And this year, it's actually going to be 9 days. So it's a long week. But, yeah, it'll be a lot of fun to promote that.
How about Restaurant Week? That's always a good excuse to eat out.
It is. And Restaurant Week takes place in January, and that's usually when, you know, people are kind of hunkered down. So our goal is to get them out of their homes and get them into our restaurants that are generally slower that time of year. So we are also working on some promotions for that for 2023 as well.
Do you find this area is a pretty good foodie destination?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I do. It gets better every day, I feel. There's so much to offer people and so many different types of cuisine to have. It's great. And I think, you know, working downtown Sonora now, too, we kind of get to see a lot of the different changes and things that are happening down there in the way of the restaurants. And we might sneak out once in a while to try them out. So.
And are you still working on kind of the sustainability aspect as well and leaving no trace for the visitors?
Yeah, that's actually a really big initiative with us. I think we've talked about it before where, you know, people are coming up here and now that winter's coming, you know, we have the snow and we have the people that are coming up and they're getting sleds and it's cute to have the kids sled, you know, on the hills and then leave them behind. And so really we're trying to get the message out there to please, like, if you're going to be doing that, take your sleds back with you. If they're broken, if they're okay, I mean, take them. Just take them with you. Don't leave them. But it just goes along with just anyone visiting. We did find through the pandemic, we had a lot of folks that were coming up here, and they don't really know how to travel in the forest or, you know, in a rural area. leaving trash behind that they think someone just comes and picks it up, or whatever the case may be. So we definitely have an ongoing stewardship initiative. We started with Tuolumne County is too cool to trash. And that was just getting, again, that messaging out there, like, just take your trash with you or put it in a trash can. Kind of like the your mom doesn't live here kind of thing, you know, and she's not going to pick up after you. So that I think has gone over pretty well. We also started doing cleanup days this year. We did one in Pinecrest. And it was interesting. I learned really quickly. I had bought large contractor bags thinking that we were going to be filling those. Instead, all we needed was the small reusable bags from the stores because everything that we picked up was like a microplastic. And it was really interesting kind of learning more about that, like people that maybe have a Capri Sun they give to the kid and the wrapper comes off of it and the wrapper goes onto the ground and it's never seen again until someone comes along and picks it up. So a lot of those types of things we found through that cleanup. It was kind of interesting. We also did a facelift act local at Hetch Hetchy and in Groveland, and that coincided with the Yosemite facelift that they do every year. So that was fun and probably a new tradition, something that we'll do that same weekend of the Yosemite facelift. We have billboards. We have one down in the Manteca area that says, thank you for adventuring responsibly. And again, just putting that in people's heads, you know, please be responsible when you come up here. Of course, messaging in our travel guide and on our website. We also did a wildfire graphic that has been really well received by a lot of agencies and organizations and businesses, reminding people of, you know, when you're traveling with a trailer, make sure the chains aren't dragging. Just some of those tips that maybe you don't always think about, but we feel like if one person reads it and does something to prevent a fire, that's awesome. We worked with Dory Beats on that from the county OES and got her approval. And so it was great working with her and having her input. And one of our latest things is we have just joined forces with Leave No Trace. So we're going to be able to use some of their messaging of Leaving No Trace within all of our marketing programs, as well as having workshops for our local businesses. And so we're excited about that and taking that next step to being even more educational about how people visit and all of us too. So
those cleanups that you mentioned, is it primarily just your office doing it, or have you had people from the community volunteering too?
We had people from the community volunteering on both, and actually the facelift one was a really huge co-op with several of the businesses along Highway 120, and so that was really great. But yeah, we did have some at Pinecrest. We had just some volunteers show up, and we hope to continue doing those around the county. And in fact, I'll just put a call out there. If people have a cleanup day and, you know, a great place for us to go and do this, we'd love to schedule that.
I've heard some concerns mentioned about visas too impacting tourism. Is that true?
Yeah, there's when people come over here, they have to get from European countries, other countries, they have to get a visa. And we are definitely seeing the impact that that's having on international markets. Katie could probably speak more to a fam tour that we have coming up that went from 20 people to 5 people because of this issue. But I'll toss it over to Katie if you want to talk a little more about the visa program.
Absolutely. So we work with the National Tour Association to host a pre-travel exchange fam. So travel exchange is an event that they host every year. And we were expecting 20 participants. And when they went to go apply for their visas, 15 of them had to drop out because they had to wait over a year to get their interview for their visa. So it's definitely challenging, and we've seen that probably across the board. Some of the international travel has been down a little bit just because of the visa issue, and it's been seen a lot in bigger destinations, and now we're seeing the trickle effect in our smaller destinations as well. The great thing about working with people like the National Tour Association and also California Travel Association is they advocate for destinations small and large and take these issues to the national offices just to help work on them. So they are definitely advocating for lowering the visa wait time so we can get these issues taken care of.
Need to take one more break, talking tourism in Tuolumne County on this weekend show, joined by Visit Tuolumne County President and CEO Lisa Mayo and the Director of Sales and Marketing for Visit Tuolumne County, Katie Kirkland. I'm BJ Hansen. I'm your host. A programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we're going to be talking about Christmastown, Sonora. We'll be joined on the program by the president of the historic Sonora Chamber of Commerce, Katie Dunn, as well as a committee member, Ann Segerstrom, who is the vice mayor of Sonora. That's next week on Motherlode Views. Our final segment with tourism is coming up in just a minute.